The Dr. Taz Show.
The podcast. Dr. Taz.
Your good health journey starts now. Here's Dr. Taz.
Welcome back to the Dr. Taz Show. We are here to help you all power up. That's right. Find your power, own it, and claim it. You guys are used to me talking about all things health and wellness, which is my passion and my joy, but I am thrilled to jump in to a slightly different twist when it comes to health and wellness. Today, we're going to explore how faith could be the missing link to a life well lived. Join me in welcoming Alisa Keaton, who's the author of The Wellness Revelation and founder of Revelation Wellness. Alisa is the CEO and founder of Revelation Wellness, which is a nonprofit ministry dedicated to educating and inspiring people to live healthy and whole lives in Christ. She believes the gospel is a message of wholeness, and wholeness has less to do with the size of your pants than it does with the weight of your heart. As a leading wellness professional with more than 20 years experience, she loves to put God's word in practice and teach others how to do the same. To date, she and her team have trained up and sent out over 1,000 wellness professionals who invite people to love God, get healthy, be whole, and love others. Her best-selling book is The Wellness Revelation, Lose What Weighs You Down So You Can Love God, Yourself, and Others. Welcome to the show, Alisa.
Thank you, Dr. Taz. It's a pleasure to be here. I'm excited.
Yes, well, I'm thrilled to have you here. And, you know, our audience is mixed and diverse, just like me and my background. So while I know that you're rooted in the gospel, which I've grown up with, I've spent my entire life in Christian schools, and, you know, we have a very mixed family when it comes to religion as well. God is a central part of how I live day in and day out. And it is a missing component. I'd have to agree, no matter what your religious beliefs are or your, you know, spiritual framework is or what you've been passed down to or from, I do believe that in many people, that is a missing framework. And that leads to a journey that can be full of distress and heartache in many of the patients I see today. So it is an important part of wellness. It's an important part of health. And I'm hoping you can help everybody out there listening today connect those dots. So tell us a little bit of your story and how you landed in this place, which is very similar to where I've landed, that we're all connected. We're all one big species. God should be the center of it and should be driving a lot of our decisions day in and day out. Talk us through how you landed there.
Yeah, well, I landed here, had no intention of landing here. So that's kind of how you know something is greater than yourself is drawing you there, because I was just doing fitness. Fitness is kind of my thing. I really enjoyed it. I think it's funny, like God's specific about times and places that we're born. And I was born right in the 70s, and by the height of the 80s, when I'm a teenager, you know, the 80s was the aerobic trend was really hitting and exercise.
Yes. How can we forget?
Yes. I've got the spandex to prove it and the thong leotards.
And the leg warmers too. I'm sure they're still there somewhere.
Yep. All of it. Yeah. So I fell in love with fitness at a very young age. I was about 14 when I took my first, back then it was called aerobic classes, and something happened in that time. And you know what, 14 for me, and I was experiencing not only the usual teenage woes of becoming of age of 14 and boys, friendships and all that, but my parents' home life was pretty rocked too. So I was kind of, I think God really sent me a little bit of a life preserver, as fitness was something I just started enjoying, and I started working out. My body started responding to it as well, and I started getting attention from my body responding to it. I started feeling more control, more peace. I mean, good things for sure, because, you know, when the body works out, the endorphins get released, cortisol goes down, and there's a great response that just naturally happens in the body when you stress it, right, appropriately stress it. So I enjoyed it, and then I became a fitness professional and just went that route, but helped countless clients for years very successfully. Could help them get the goal as long as they followed my rules, right? Or we would find rules that would work for them, and they would work, and two things would happen. What I noticed as I became, you know, just seasoned in the profession, I always saw two patterns tend to happen. One was one of my clients would become super controlling, almost obsessive, where it wasn't enough. Now, what's the next thing? Okay, we're doing that now. Now I want to lose this weight, and kind of pinching fat here and there. It's like it was never really enough. Or the other spectrum would happen where they never really could get off the ground. Like it would, if something would happen, they would feel bad about themselves. The kids would get sick, just normal life. And it was kind of this all or nothing principle happening. And it just felt like there's something missing. I want to help someone become, I just didn't see where I didn't know them, but I just was looking for people to feel free. Like, I enjoy my body as it is. I'm caring for it well. I'm moving it as a response to goodness, not out of fear. And I think that's what I realized too. The motive for a lot of people, and I think in the fitness world too, they really can drive fear. Like, if you don't do this, then you're going to have this problem or this problem. Instead of, what if we had the motive of love? And so anyways, I felt like there's something missing. There's something more. And then my own personal life, I was missing. Everything looked good on the outside, but on the inside, I was really lacking completion. I was lacking something. And so my very early faith, because I kind of grew up in a faith home, but you know, we didn't really do anything with it.
Right.
I just really needed it. And I felt like God really kind of said, you know, let's talk. And I began to just hear the gospel and go to work, hear the gospel, go to work at the gym. And it all just kind of started colliding together. And I could see that my clients were looking for more than just, you know, the weight loss, more than just to fit into the jeans. And I was wanting that too. So I felt like I'm really similar to them. Like, we're all so the same. And that's where the faith really became the component that I was going to now focus my life on. I didn't want to do it because I knew it would be met with much, you know, people
resistance.
Going, wait, what? It's just a workout, Elisa.
Right. It's just a workout. Calm down. No,
yeah,
well, I mean,
down.
I'm curious, when you say something was missing, you know, how would you verbalize that? What would you say was missing? Were you depressed? Were you anxious? Were you just not happy? What, when you say
in
something
my life,
was missing?
You mean? In my life? Yeah.
In your life, correct.
In my life, belonging, chosenness, value, worth. I think every person wonders that, right? We know that every person in the quiet of their heart is asking, who am I and what am I living for? Like, what's my purpose? What's my value? What am I here to do? And if we kind of don't take it higher to you're being created for a purpose, on purpose, and who's created me, then we kind of create our own kingdom and kind of create our own thing. And it's very self-centered living, which you and I know.
Yes.
Creates a lot of stress.
Yes.
A lot of disease comes out of this feeling like I've got to make this happen for me. To prove my value, to prove my worth, to have safety.
So essentially what faith does is it flips the paradigm to saying that there's a connection to a higher source. We call it God. Every faith has different ways of calling God, God, but we call it God. And that source should bring a context, a framework, so that you always don't feel like you're having to control the journey. Is that the essential message?
Amen. Yes, yes, and amen, because otherwise it just feels so heavy, right? That's a lot of weight. And I always put air quotes around the word weight. We are very heavy and weighed down in trying to carry our own, if we're just carrying it all ourselves, then it just gets too much. So we need like that higher purpose. That's why we know, and I say this too, I believe we are all addicts in our heart. Without a source of who God is, we are all pretty addictive. The word addiction comes from the word attaché, which means to attach to. So we all tend to attach to something all the time. We're grasping.
You have to attach to something bigger or you'll attach to anything. I say that all the time.
Yeah.
You know, the old Native American and tribal leaders, if you look back even at those, you know, cultural communities and their religious context, you know, the shamans and the healers, they were the priest. They were the priest of a community. Mm-hmm. And you never separated faith from medicine. Those were never, even in the earliest and the most primitive version of us, they were never ever separated, because those guys even understood that disease or dis-ease was often the culmination of a spiritual disconnection. And so much so that depression and even anxiety were treated as spiritual disconnections, that you've wandered away from your source, you've wandered away from your power. You know, we led this episode with power up, but that's so true. Like, when we're trying to find our power, you know, we have to find the power source. And if the power source, like you're saying, is going to be food or drugs or alcohol or a bad relationship or whatever it is, then of course we're going to be spinning out of control and going down a life that maybe we were not meant to live. What have you seen in your experience with faith and how it plays out into the people you work with? You know, like, you know, you have a saying, I know, you know, it's not about the food or the fitness. What are you seeing with your clients? Like, as you bring this to them, you know, what shifts for them? What are they able to connect? And does it always have to be, because again, you know, we're a multicultural, diverse society, and I don't know how you feel, but it doesn't always have to be Christianity. I'm sure you'd agree with me there. But what do you see as shifting for people as they start to make these connections?
Well, I think the big thing is that they, first of all, exhale and surrender, like relax. They get a new perspective. They take themselves off the hook for a minute. Like, that's what faith really does. It allows us to, okay, if I'm not the one driving my life, then I'm going to drop it. I'm letting go of this. Okay, God. And the one thing I would say in terms of all faith values and systems, they all definitely provide a framework. It's good. There's good truth in all of it. The one thing about the Christian faith that is so beautiful and is that it's the one faith that says you can't save yourself. Christ comes mm-hmm. to us in that Christ form. And it's this, yeah, I'm broken. I really want to, you know, ascend and get better and kind of follow the rules to get to God, but I just can't do it no matter how hard I try. And God and Christ comes to say, and that's God with us. That's what his name means, Emmanuel. So when God comes to these clients that I have and we accept it within the Christian framework, they kind of realize, oh, wait, that's right. He came to save me. He put on flesh for me. He goes on the cross for me. He did all these things because he's so loved. And so love comes in. People realize I'm loved, I'm chosen, I'm seen, I'm valuable. So the first thing that happens is people are able to put on the lens of love and feel safe, because that's the first thing people need in order to transform is the safety to do it. Like, okay, mm-hmm. I'm going to be okay.
So true.
I'm not
happy.
Yep. And from safety, belonging, I mean, these are Maslow's, you know, hierarchy of needs. Safety first, mm-hmm. and then you belong. And so I think people feel belonging, and then in a safety environment of safety and belonging, they're able to take these scriptural truths that they read and then allow them to read their heart. And I think that's the big thing. There's healing that needs to be done in our hearts, because we do the things we don't want to do because we're a product of our generation. We're a product of people before mm-hmm. us. We just have inherited these things that we do, and they need to be undone. But people have to be brave to do it, to do the work, and nothing transforms. There's no self-acceptance precedes transformation. I think it was David Gray, an author, who said that, and I love that. You can't change what you don't acknowledge. So we give people the framework to say, okay, it's safe here. You are loved. There's nothing you can do. Christ said himself, there's nothing you can do to snatch these from our hand, and that we would know how high and deep and wide God's love is for us. Then you can settle in and look at these places of why. Why do I turn to food? Why do I obsess about my body? What am I really fearful of? What am I so afraid of that I, you know, want to control, or I want to just neglect my body and neglect this? Because in the end, the beauty of it all is this is health. This is a health issue. And, you know, that's the common denominator. People don't feel well. There's an awakening of, okay, something has to be done. And instead of throwing more drugs at it, I feel like this is that those shamans had it right. You cannot separate what's going on, the physical to the spiritual, but we can bring those together and have a conversation in light of God's love and truth for you that begins to heal the heart and takes out the lies we believe. A lot of it is lies that create stressors in our life, fears and shame, guilt. A lot of this, that's the weight that carries.
More with Dr. Taz coming up. For a lot of us, a delicious home-cooked meal is the ultimate luxury. It sounds so simple, but with all the planning, shopping, and kitchen knowledge required, not to mention all the time, we're lucky if we can even pull it off once a week. Now you can get healthy, delicious meals on the table with Sun Basket. That's right. Sunbasket delivers meal prep kits right to your door, making healthy cooking easy and convenient for any busy lifestyle and for any dietary needs or preferences, including paleo, gluten-free, lean and clean, vegan, Mediterranean, and there's a family option too. And you pick from 18 weekly recipes. Just in the last few weeks, I prepared chorizo chili, Tuscan vegetable soup, two bean enchiladas, Saigon beef sliders, and just delivered right to my doorstep, very exciting, Yucatan turkey chili verde and roasted paprika chicken. Come on, you've wanted to try a meal kit for a long time. Do it. Sunbasket is so cool, and I can't stress this enough. Sunbasket features organic and clean ingredients, and each delicious, easy-to-prepare meal is ready in about 30 minutes, making healthy cooking easy and convenient. There's something for every healthy journey and every busy lifestyle. Just go to sunbasket.com/wholehealth to learn more and to get $35 off your first order. You got to try this. Go to sunbasket.com/wholehealth for $35 off. sunbasket.com/wholehealth. Dr. Taz is also brought to you by Health IQ, an insurance company that helps health-conscious people like runners, cyclists, weightlifters, and vegetarians get lower rates on their life insurance. Yeah, I'm not kidding about this. Pretty cool. Health IQ can save you up to 33% because physically active people have a 56% lower risk of heart disease, 20% lower risk of cancer, and a 58% lower risk of diabetes compared to people who are inactive. And these savings are exclusive to Health IQ. Now, you have to qualify by taking a Health IQ quiz or other lifestyle quizzes like the Cycling IQ or Running IQ quiz. You can also get additional savings by submitting actual data such as race results. And Health IQ doesn't just take this info and pass it on to an insurer. They are with you every step of the way from interest to application through underwriting to the final policy enforcement. Yeah, pretty cool. Now, by being healthy, you not only live a better life, but now you can pay less for life insurance. To see if you qualify, get your free quote today at healthiq.com/Taz, that's T-A-Z, or mention the promo code Taz, T-A-Z, once again, when you talk to a Health IQ agent. Once again, check it out online at healthiq.com/Taz. And now back to the Dr. Taz Show.
It's interesting when I look at the work of some of my colleagues who are measuring things like vibrational frequency and are able to pick up even the fact that we're carrying frequencies and we're carrying sometimes an electromagnetic field that's been passed down generationally, like it's programmed in our DNA. We understand that what many of our patients and our family members and friends and colleagues are going through is not the story of today. Sometimes it's the story maybe of a generation ago or of their grandmothers or grandparents. Yeah. And that's a pretty big burden to carry, but it's not a big burden if you understand that it's your responsibility and you, again, you have the power to change that language and that dialogue and shift it for the generations that follow, you know, and it's fascinating to see some of that work and then see how it corresponds to medicine and to health and to wellness and to all these other things that we talk about all the time. How do you go about, I'm curious, when you're working with clients, you know, how do you go about helping them identify their self-worth, helping them find their own sense of belonging? Because again, it's individual. It's individual to everyone and it means different things to different people. How do you help them work through that so that they get to a place where that they can then make the changes that need to be made?
Yeah. Well, one thing we do, we really try and establish within the framework again that God, you're loved. You're loved, you're loved. God, this is God's love. And then we can even just, you know, again, just back it up. It's not just me saying it. These are the words that Christ said. So we can give scriptural reference and people can really let the word of God kind of do what it's meant to do. And then based on that word, we have a lot of addressing lies and then what would God's truth be based on what you know he's saying scripturally. But we first a lot, we have to pull out a lot of the lies. So it often I tell people, you know, take to a notebook and on one side of the page, write down things in the past have kept them, what lies do they believe that keep them feeling unsatisfied in their body, unsafe in their home, whatever, in their relationship. What is the inner critic in their head telling them? And they just write it down. It all comes out of those things. Mm-hmm. And they need to sit. And a lot of this, you know, quiet, sitting and taking a moment to sit down and observe your thoughts and your feelings. We don't do a lot of that. We've got to create more space in our life. And, you know, that's what we would call quiet time. Just you've got to have some time to say, what am I feeling? What am I thinking? So we have them a lot of listing out lies. And some of them have a hard time doing that because they're ashamed to even write it down. Like, I can't believe I'm saying this. So sometimes it's just even acknowledging this is the darkness of my heart that people haven't ever done. And so writing things down, putting it out, what are the dark, looming thoughts, the things you fear, the stress you have, whatever. And then on the other side of the page, in light of what, you know, if we've given some basic scriptures and things that they can think about, God's, you know, love for them, for God to love the world, not just those simple ones, but Ephesians 2, that God is the God of immeasurably more than you can ask or imagine. This is what he's saying. Now, what would be true of your life? What's God calling you to? And then I'll turn the page and say, okay, now list out, when it comes to fitness and wellness, what are the lies you've believed there? Okay, my body must be a size 4. Or I have to have this type of body shape, or my thighs shouldn't touch. I mean, there's things that they'll list out that are, in terms of my physical fitness, health journey, lies that I've pursued.
Absolutely.
And on the other side, what do I really want? What is my body really made for? So that begins a sense of clarity. It's sobriety. It's just, okay, let me think straight and know this is in the context of I'm safe, I'm being chosen here, and God's pursuing my heart.
I love that. And I also think, you know, for many people, you know, I'm curious to see what your experience has been when they're trying to begin to listen to their own hearts, write these things down. And for all of you out there listening, if you're trying to take practical tools and tips from this, I mean, I can do my best to break it down, but I would say the first is get quiet with yourself. And the second would be create a tool with which you communicate with yourself and uncover those dark truths dark sentences that you think
lies.
Are truths and get them out. Lies. Exactly. They're actually lies, and get them out and start writing them down so that you can get rid of them. And I would say at step 3, if we're trying to think more practically and logically for those listening who the concept of faith and the connection of faith to wellness and health is just too ambiguous. I mean, I think a step 3 would be starting to listen to empowering words, you know, whether it's scripture, whether it's something else, but empowering words to shift those and to learn about God's love, which is a central Christian message and has always been my biggest attraction to Christianity, that the entire message is always harping on God's love. So again, repeating to yourself that message of God's love, where would someone go from there? Does this continue to be a solo journey with themselves? Do they reach out to somebody else? Where would you take a client next? You know, they begin this work of conversation with themselves. They begin this work of self-acceptance, and they begin this work of getting rid of old lies from maybe even generations ago. Where do they go next, if they want to continue to see forward movement? Do they join a community? Do they seek an advisor? You know, kind of what's the best way? Because it's hard to do this stuff alone. And when we go back to belonging into community, like, how do they get to that step once they work on the self-acceptance piece?
Yeah, that's such a great question. Because I think we're living in a time where it feels safer to stay behind our computers on our own. It's getting harder, I think, in general, to reach out to flesh and blood, to real living people.
Mm-hmm.
But it is, we know it's necessary. Community, there's so much research now about how much health is driven inside of that community. Depression increases where there is lack of community. Anxiety increases where there's lack of community. So, luckily, this is kind of why I've called in terms of what I do. I mean, I would say for anyone, you can go to Google and just maybe Google, you know, what faith and community and fitness or health or wellness, maybe put those two words together and see if there's anything. But I know that's why God had called me to this, was not just for myself, but then to raise up other professionals, other people that are passionate about wellness and love God and love people. So it is really that love God, get healthy, be whole, and love others. So for us, we have got instructors nationwide, and that's why I say come to the website and look and see if there's a community near you that's meeting regularly, whether they're for workout classes or just for community time, but they're living, trying to pursue a well life, free of laws, but also using applied, you know, I think I was listening to you talk about microbiome. Like, yes, those are things we need to be aware of, what's happening with our food, and not to make that the thing we worship, but that we're coming together in community and that we can trust and let go of the things, much like a alcoholic would go to, find it an AA group. That's what we feel Revelation Wellness is in communities all across, actually not only the United States, but internationally now as well as we continue to grow. But reach out. I know holistic professionals in your area, but community is, I think it's harder. It's still new ground, this faith and wellness thing. But mm-hmm. It just is hard. You cannot separate the two. The physical and the spiritual are married together. So being able to talk about your core, your most personal, inmost values that you matter the most in light of the very physical things you're experiencing, lack of money, I got to pay this bill, whatever your worries are. A community that can come beside you, honor your core values, honor the thing you really cherish most, want to live a life, designing a life by, as well as, helping you steward your physical life as well. It's just powerful. So, I mean, I think it's still in its infancy, but I think people are starting to wake up to there. It's got to be more than just another green juice.
Yes. All right. Well, I love this. I am fascinated by this topic. I've always been faith-driven throughout my life. I credit it for the journey that I've taken, which has been completely unexpected. And I'm sure I have many more unexpected hills and roads to trek. But part of my dream, too, has been to continue to create communities, whether they're micro or macro communities, where we can all come together and elevate one another and connect the dots between faith, health, medicine, wellness, empowerment, women's empowerment. All of these dots are connected and they're a part of the fabric of what makes us each who we are. And it's my hope that we can all work together in the future to continue to drive all of this forward. Alisa, thank you so much for taking time to touch on this topic, which I know is probably a tricky one for many of my viewers listening today, but I hope they were able to take at least a couple of practical tips from it and sit back and think about maybe the legacy that they're carrying with them that's literally weighing them down and then affecting their health. If people want to get a hold of you, what's the best way to find you or connect with you?
Yeah, head over revelationwellness.org is our website. We have all types of resources, a free 7-day detox. Everything that you can need to be found to connect with us is over there.
Fantastic. Well, thanks for joining us, and we look forward to having you back on in the future.
Thank you, Dr. Taz. I appreciate it. Have a great day.